good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, August 29, 2011. If you'll stand with us, we'll begin this meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, Commissioner Senegal, excuse me, Commissioner Alford had to leave for an emergency, and the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold.
Please bow your heads. Heavenly Father, again, I thank you for the opportunity to stand here and represent Jefferson County. Thank you for your mercy and your blessing. I ask that you give us divine guidance in our decisions. Thank you. I thank you for everyone in attendance, and I ask that you bless their families, people overseas, those that are fighting for our democracy, home and abroad. I thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen. Please join me in the pledge.
Move down the flags.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to take some of the items on the agenda today out of order. First, we have a new airport manager that's just begun work today, and so I'd like to give Commissioner Weaver an opportunity to introduce her to us.
Jennifer Hogenkamp, if you would you please stand and so everybody can recognize you. Jennifer is our new airport manager. So we're happy to have her on board, and if you need anything from the airport, from that area of operations county, you can call her or the airport office and they'll direct you to who you may need. We are going to have a formal meet and greet that we're coordinating with all the area cities, chambers, and EDCs, and all our county employees will be getting that out to the public as well for a formal meet and greet in the next couple of weeks. So we need to give her time to kind of get her feet wet out there and get around to all the different employees out there before we do that. So thank you.
Thank you. Welcome on board. Next, I'd like to take out of order item B under County Commissioners, which is to receive a report from the YMBL of Southeast Texas on their state fair results. Who's going to be the speaker on behalf of the YMBL? I've noticed, would all the members of the YMBL that are present please stand and be recognized?
Y'all know how excited I am to speak in front of a group. That's why I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Coletti, our executive director.
You know, we had that discussion on the way down here. I evidently just lost. Gentlemen, it brings me great pleasure to be able to come down here today on behalf of the YMBL and our fine board members that came with us today. You know, we started a partnership with you guys over 8 years ago. It's had some challenges, I know, from past storms and just, you know, things that we had to take care of. But everything has turned out to be really, really great over the six fairs that we've been able to actually put on at Ford Park. This year's payment, I know we've already paid our initial $25,000, but I do have a check that I know Jeff's looking at me for. This is going to be like a shell game. Each one of you have an envelope, and you got to find the one with the check in it. But with the initial 25 and then today's payment, that brings our total for 2011 to $173,693 for this year's fair. In addition to that number, you know, Jeff, you know I'm an accounting guy, kind of like numbers and details. So over the six fairs that we've been able to conduct in the 8 years we've been there, that payment right there brings our total to the county to $977,862. And I think everybody needs to know that you guys have been great supporters. We couldn't do this without not just the participation from each one of you, but just the spirit that this court has, and we appreciate it very, very much. Thank you.
Thank you. Congratulations. Mr. Swain, I'll put this check right here so that you can get it in the bank as quickly as possible and we can keep earning our 19 basis points on it. Anything else y'all wanted to say? Well, congratulations to you for the wonderful results. It was a great fair this year. The weather was good and the food was great as usual. So good luck to you for next year. And of course, y'all are more than welcome to stay. We're gonna do another presentation out of order. Right now I'm gonna take item F, which is to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program for the 2011 National Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Is there any discussion on that item? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. Could I have the representatives of the Julie Rogers Gift of Life Program? Ms. Sampson? I think I've heard of her before.
Certainly saving lives, Regina Rogers.
Let me read this real quick and then
I'll
let y'all respond.
Sorry.
Whereas September 2011 is National Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month, and whereas according to the National Ovarian Cancer Coalition, the public is still largely unfamiliar with ovarian cancer, a silent disease with vague symptoms, which is the fifth leading cause of cancer-related death among women. And it's the deadliest of all gynecologic cancers. Whereas this year, 21,990 new cases of ovarian cancer will be diagnosed and 15,460 women will die from the disease in the United States. And whereas an early correct ovarian cancer diagnosis greatly increases a woman's chances of survival, increasing the importance for women to be educated about ovarian cancer symptoms and risk factors. And whereas on Saturday, October 1st, in downtown Beaumont, the Gift of Life will recognize the strength and courage of ovarian and breast cancer survivors during the Julie Richardson Proctor 5K Ribbon Run Walk, which will be followed by the All That Jazz featuring nationally renowned vocalist Tony Orlando, and the Survivors Promenade of Courage, led by New Orleans Queen of Rhythms and Blues, Yvonne Washington. And whereas the Julie Richardson Proctor Ribbon Run Walk is named by the Gift of Life in loving memory of Julie Richardson Proctor with the support of her beloved husband, Bo Proctor, and a trust in her name, which is generously funding an ovarian cancer educational awareness initiative. And whereas Julie Richardson Proctor was a devoted Gift of Life board member and volunteer and a well-respected Southeast Texas attorney who passed away in April 2011 after a courageous battle with ovarian cancer. And whereas, although Proctor's cancer was diagnosed at an advanced stage, she hoped that her illness would serve as a catalyst to educate women about the risk and symptoms of the disease. Whereas, in September 2011, the Gift of Life Julie Richardson Proctor Ovarian Cancer Educational Awareness Initiative will be implemented to provide educational materials for distribution to high school seniors and adult women throughout seven counties, as well as opportunities for continuing education for medical professionals at ovarian cancer seminars that will further increase awareness and understanding of the disease's symptomatology. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Jefferson County Commissioner's Court hereby proclaim the month of September 2011 as Ovarian Cancer Awareness Month in Jefferson County.
Thank you, Judge, and thank you, Commissioners, very much. We appreciate you, and thank you for letting us be here. And I probably should now say, may I ask our founder and chair, Regina Rogers, to join me, if you would, please, for just a quick comment. My name is Norma Sampson, and on behalf of our program officers and cancer survivors, thank you for providing this opportunity for us to share this critical new initiative, and as you heard from the proclamation, that touches women's lives in such a devastating manner. While the staggering statistics associated with this and its devastating morbidity rate had such a tremendous impact on our program's decision to widen our mission statement, it was also compounded by the fact that we lost two very dear friends, beloved board members, and community leaders, Julie Richardson Proctor and Georgie Voltz. They lost their life after a valiant battle of this disease at 51 and 52 years of age. And we just decided that we could not let this happen, or hopefully that we could work together in terms of an educational initiative that we would provide the much-needed information that women become aware of the subtle symptoms associated with this disease, and hopefully you won't lose your sister, your mother, or someone that you love because of this disease. With, as you mentioned in the proclamation, Judge, Bo Proctor made this generous, blessed gift to us so that we could launch this initiative through an exciting celebration of Julie's life and paying tribute to it with a 5K ribbon run. Not that we're in shape to run, but we're going to get there by October the 1st. And the nice thing about it is that it's a run walk. You can just be with your friends. It's a family fun day. It's not necessary to, no stress. It's just to be with us and to, again, have this camaraderie of survivorship and hope. We'll have that, and it's followed by, and I love when we say nationally known celebrity Tony Orlando, and I hope somebody remembers tie a yellow ribbon around the old oak tree, but Tony will be here, and it should be a wonderful, wonderful day. Again, it's dedicated in Julie's honor and her memory, and we just hope that we will have everyone's support and that you will then, again, continue this initiative as we will be distributing materials to churches, to schools, other nonprofits, and importantly, bringing it to the youth groups so that this message can contour some of the activities and some of the precancerous conditions so that our children will also benefit from this initiative. And I would at this time, could I ask for our wonderful supporters, our officers, Linda Domino, who's with us, Connie Zuch, Dora Nisby, would you please join me? And we also have our co-chair, Maureen Winchell, who's with us. Thank you. Do you have anything you'd like to say?
I'd just like to offer my thanks also, Judge, and I hope that our community gets behind us on this one, and I know that they will. Thank you so much.
And I would just like to add my thanks and appreciation to you all. You've been so wonderful and so supportive of our efforts, and I had really made a personal vow to myself a couple of years ago that we were not going to expand and do anything else. We're covering so many areas that I just felt like that was sufficient, and particularly at the age that I am now, senior citizen. So I felt like we were doing enough, but when God tapped us on the shoulder with these situations involving two board members, as Norma said, and as you read, Judge, we had to proceed with it because it's a deadly disease, and in fact, all gynecological cancers, uterine, ovarian, and others, are, as they refer to, the deadly disease, and they often go diagnosed until they're stage four, which is what happened in these two instances. So we do hope that our education in particular, which will be geared not only to women in the community but to their families, to medical professionals. We have recently hired a wonderful, wonderful associate professor of nursing at Lamar University, and we're going to be collaborating with Lamar, and we will be conducting seminars for medical professionals, continuing education, not only in the field of ovarian and uterine and other gynecological, but breast and other cancers as well. So we're happy to be collaborating with Lamar on this, and we appreciate so much your support and the opportunity to tell the public about it today. Thank you.
We've always been able to count on the county commissioners for support, and we know that we will have your support for this initiative. Thank you.
Well, I want to thank each of you, Ms. Rogers, and all the members of your board at the Julie Rogers Gift of Life, for all the work you do in making our community a healthier and better place to live. The philanthropic endeavors that you've undertaken are truly remarkable, and we're appreciative, greatly appreciative, and more than happy to support you in that.
Thank you again.
I think that's harassment.
Thank you. Great to have you here. Thanks, Linda.
Thank you.
Appreciate you. In heels?
It's hilarious. It was. It was like something out of a comedy. Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Our sweet Georgie. Our sweet Georgie. Those. Yeah.
Loma? Loma?
Hey, Biggie, you in here?
He's not. All righty, moving on. We're going to begin the regular agenda with items under purchasing. Item A is to execute, receive, and file change order number one for precinct number two road project with Triple B Services to provide 3 inches of hot mix asphalt in lieu of 2 inches of double seal coat asphalt, 8 inches of base material, and 6 inches of scarifying existing material for 3,400 feet of roadway on Grigsby Road. This will be provided at no additional cost and no additional time required on the contract. This is a disaster recovery grant funded project. Item B is to execute, receive, and file change order number one for a job order contract with Centerline Construction Services for the repairs to County Clerk's Office Women's Restroom in the amount of $444.55. increasing the contract total to $4,954.86. Item C is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file change order number two to precinct three county road improvements due to weak subgrade in several isolated sections of Todd Road. It's desirable to add cement treatment to the contract at an overall decrease of $133,454.61. New contract will total $2,818,411.92, and I believe that's also a disaster contract. Item D is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a renewal for a term contract for paper stock and envelopes with Olmsted, Kirk, and Scott Merriam, and the renewal period is September 8, 2011 to September 7, 2012. Do I have a motion on those items? Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Is there any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. I'm going to skip item C for the present, come back to it in just a minute. Item D is to, under County Commissioners, is to consider and possibly approve and authorize County Judge to execute a mutual aid agreement between Jefferson County and the LaBelle Finette Volunteer Fire Department. Item E is to receive and file an executed mutual aid agreement between Jefferson County and the LaBelle Finette Volunteer Fire Department. Item F we've already covered. Item G is to consider and approve Title IV-E's Child Welfare Services contract with the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services for the period October 1st, 2011 through September 30th, 2012 with automatic 1 year renewal through September 30th. I guess that should be 2013 and not 2018. Is that correct? Or is that automatic 1 year renewals through 2018? Okay. Item H, it's considering approved Title 40 County Legal Services Contract with Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. Term of contract is October 1st, 2011 through September 30th, 2012 with automatic one-year renewals through September 30th, 2018. Item I is to consider and approve additional authorized signature authority for the Title 4E Child Welfare Services Internal Control Structure Questionnaire, Title 4E Billings and Internal Control Certification. Item J is to consider and approve additional authorized signature authority for the Title 4E Legal Services Internal Control Structures Questionnaire, Title 4E Billings, and Internal Control Certification. And item A, going back up the agenda, is going to be tabled after consulting with the volunteer fire chiefs and emergency management. Moved by Commissioner Arnold. Do I have a second?
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. Next, we're going to go back up to item C under County Commissioners, which is to consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding the approval of construction of the Keystone XL Pipeline Project, which is also known as the Trans-Canada Pipeline Project. No one signed up to speak to this issue, but I will invite you to speak to the issue. If you'll come up and state your name, sir, and who you represent, to the podium.
My name is Richard Harrell. I am a professor of biology at Lamar University. I'm the director of the environmental science program. However, I'm not speaking on behalf of Lamar University. I'm speaking on behalf of a citizens' environmental organization, Clean Air and Water, Inc., that has been continuously active in this area since 1966. Clean Air and Water is opposed to this Keystone Pipeline and the coming down into this area. The tar sands that the oil would be removed from would be taken by strip mining, and they would strip mine an area in Canada that is equal or slightly larger than the state of Florida. The tar sands oil is very, very acid. It also has very high concentration of sulfur and other materials such as heavy metals. In order to bring it down here through the pipeline, they have to make it in somewhat of a liquid source. It's much thicker than occurs with raw oil itself. It is also has sand with it as it comes through the pipeline, and it is almost like sandblasting coming through that pipeline. It's going to come down 1,800 miles through the pipelines, through those states, and come through aquifers that are very, very important as a major source of water for agriculture as well as municipal and industrial uses. This oil material that would come down here then has to be prepared from the pipeline to go into the refinery. It requires a very, very large amount of energy for all of these transformations to occur. This is an idea that has been brought up to the people concerned with this. Why don't they build the refinery in Canada and bring the refined material to us, which we want, rather than bringing it through a pipeline and building on and preparing the material here to go into the refinery. We have a problem with being in compliance with EPA standards now, and we'll have a much harder time when this comes about. Clean Air and Water is opposed to the XL pipeline, and we think that there are other things that could be more beneficial or other ways of doing this. So that's all I have.
Thank you, sir. Well, I'm allowed one person to speak, so if someone else wants to speak on the issue, I'll be happy to hear you. Yes, sir. State your name, who you represent, please.
John Bernard, President of Associated Builders and Contractors, Southeast Texas. ABC supports the pipeline. We think it's in the best interest of the economy here and national security. We applaud you guys and hope that you'll approve the pipeline coming to Southeast Texas. We need the jobs.
Okay, do I have a motion on that item? Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm Lynn Hancock, and I work in stakeholder relations with TransCanada. The oil that will be brought down through this pipeline is very similar in composition to oil that is already being refined in the area. It's similar in composition to oil that we have in North California, Venezuela, as well as from Mexico. It means energy security from a very friendly nation. And I might add that 25% of the capacity of this pipeline will be U.S. crude oil. It will present $20 billion to the U.S. economy, in addition to $5 billion in property taxes over the life of the pipeline. That is money that the counties along the pipeline route will be able to invest in new schools, hospitals, as well as roads. It also will bring 20,000 new jobs, 13,000 shovel-ready jobs during construction, and additional 7,000 jobs during manufacturing. Thank you very much.
Okay, do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
We have a second. Moved by Commissioner Weaver and seconded by Commissioner Senegal. I think everyone makes very good points. I've spent about 10 hours or more in the last several weeks researching this issue, requesting materials. I read Dr. John Stanberry's report that he did that was released by Friends of the Earth from the University of Nebraska. I read the counterpart to those. I did extensive Google searches, and my understanding, Dr. Harrell, is that at temperatures less than 458 degrees Fahrenheit, that the tar sands are no more corrosive than normal crude oil that we get from Venezuela or the Saudi Arabian nations, the eastern nations. I also think that Jefferson County, being the home to a number of pipelines over the years, have. I just think at the end of the day, because of our increased refining capacity in this area as a result of expansions at Motiva and Total and Valero and other planned plants, we were going to see one of two things because they require crude. One was either more ships coming up the ship channel or crude coming in via pipeline, and we're probably going to see some of both, but the shipping will not be as significant a jump as it otherwise would have been in the absence of this pipeline. And I think that history has shown us that significant environmental disasters caused by crude oil have been more heavily weighted on the shipping side than they have been on the pipeline side. My other concern and my other reason for supporting this project is that those tar sands are going to be exploited in any event. They're either going to come down by pipeline to Texas and reduce our dependence on foreign oil, or they're going to build a pipeline that goes west to Vancouver and the Chinese are going to take the oil. So I would rather lessen our dependence on foreign oil than I would see the Chinese do it over there where they have very little environmental controls. I've also read the National Pipeline Safety hazard mitigation agencies' findings on these issues and have seen that Friday the Department of State issued their environmental findings of no significant environmental impact. So in any event, any other discussion on that issue?
Well, Judge, ditto to what you just said, and mainly my concern is the obligation and that Keystone is committed to employment. I hope you, all the research that I've done was saying jobs, jobs, jobs. That sounds good in theory. I hope it comes to fruition. I hope you're serious about being committed also to Jefferson County, as well as other counties that you're going to pass through when you come from Canada. And if we have to have, and I appreciate you, Dr. Harrell, because we need people that are watching, because, you know, a lot of times we go and things happen. We need to be educated, you know, as even elected officials. But jobs is very important to our area as well as our United States. So whether it all is coming from Canada or from North Dakota or, you know, but when it gets here, we need to be involved in the jobs and purchasing of products here in Jefferson County. So I hope you guys are committed to that. I heard what you said about, you know, how much it would add to our economy. That's good, but jobs will add to our economy also. Thank you.
Judge, I would just say that I referenced my decision on the report that has come out from the State Department and some of the correspondences that I've seen from TransCanada Pipeline and their responses to how they're going to address these situations and what they've done so far. And, you know, this is going to be a big help to our economy here. It's going to help our heavy industry, which is a big, big taxpayer in Jefferson County in terms of what it brings to the table. And we're very thankful to have that heavy industry. And I think this will be something that is going to be good for all with the jobs that we'll bring to this and what it'll bring to our economy. So,
Judge, I would only add this here. I appreciate the questions that you asked of Keystone, and like each of the commissioners have said since I've sat down, it is very important for our economy, and the pipe line starts in Canada. It ends where? Okay. So that should tell the world something. It starts up there, but we get a chance to do the final product. So we are very important in that loop. So I thank you for the questions you asked and hope that they can abide by all those things that we request of them. That's local, local, local. Thank you.
Anything else? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? That item passes unanimously. Moving on to items under County Auditor. Item A is to consider and approve a budget amendment for the 252nd different District Court for additional cost for indigent defense in the amount of $60,000. Item B is to consider and approve budget transfer for Justice of the Peace Precinct 7 for additional cost for to attend a legislative update in the amount of $40. Item C is to consider and approve a budget transfer for County Court at Law Number 2, additional cost for courtroom upgrades in the amount of $2,700. Item D is to consider and approve a budget transfer for Service Center additional cost in the amount of $500 for batteries. Item E is to receive and file financial and operating statements for the month ending July 31st, 2011. And item F is for regular county bills. Check numbers 357083 through 357345. Do I have a motion on those items?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion on any of those? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? I would just mention, before we go on to the items, one of the things that MIS has been working on has been the moving the criminal district courtrooms, county court at laws, to a paperless system where they can
eliminate approximately 90% of the paper that's being utilized and allow the district clerk's office to e-file those documents, do away with a lot of paper. We've had the opportunity to meet with Mr. Halegda and Mr. Seaholm from MIS, and members of the Commissioner's Court have been asking that we also go to a paperless filing system, which I think is wise. And Commissioner Weaver was saying earlier this morning that since he took office back in January, he's kept all his papers for Commissioner's Court and backup, and it's a stack that's about this tall. And so as soon as they finish with the district courts, probably in 4 to 6 months is a guesstimate, then they're going to move to making the Commissioner's Court paperless. And the music to my ears is that it can be done for very little to no cost. So that's going to be wonderful, and we appreciate y'all's help on that, Mr. Halegda. Okay, moving on, we need to recess into a public hearing on the county clerk's proposed records archive plan for fiscal year 2011-2012. Is there anyone here who wishes to address the proposed records archive plan proposed by the county clerk? And or is there anything that you wish to say about it, Ms. Clerk? Anyone here that wishes to say anything? All right, if not, we'll move on to item B, which is consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the county clerk's proposed records archive plan for fiscal year 2011-2012. Item C is to consider and possibly approve polling locations for the November 8, 2011 constitutional amendment election and creation of emergency services district number 3 election. And item D is to consider and approve, execute, receive, and file the order calling for the November 8th, 2011 constitutional amendment election. We have a motion on those items. Moved by Commissioner Alford and seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Discussion?
I'd like to make a comment. I appreciate the clerk's efforts, along with those who participated in trying to consolidate some of these voting locations. I think there's a significant savings involved to the taxpayers of Jefferson County, and in a lot of cases, some of these polling locations had less than 100 people visit them during the election process. So I think by consolidating these and consolidating, the personnel and staff required, that my hat's off to you and your staff for taking the initiative on this. And I think it's a well thought out plan, and I know we were able to consolidate a couple of boxes in my precinct, and I think it's a good move in that direction. I appreciate it. Went down 22. That's a heck of a step in the right direction, though. Thank you.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. It passes unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file board resolution from Wells Fargo Bank National Association and an executed depository pledge agreement for the funds of Jefferson County. Item B is to receive and file board resolution from Wells Fargo Bank N.A. and execute a depository pledge agreement for the funds of Jefferson County District and County Clerk's Trust. Item C is to receive and file a board resolution from Wells Fargo Bank N.A. and execute a depository pledge agreement for the funds of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion on those items? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Well, any opposed? Those items pass unanimously. And moving on to district clerk, item A is we'll open up a public hearing on the district clerk's records archives plan for fiscal year 2011-2012. Is there anyone who wishes to speak to the record to archive plan proposed by the district clerk for 2011-2012? Ms. Ramos? Are you going to be able to dispense with the necessity for a hearing?
That's what I was coming to clarify. I wish we could, but we received news at the meeting last week in Austin that when this law was written, the district clerks were mysteriously left out of it. So I will be back for the next 2 years giving you presenting a plan to you for your approval. Hopefully the next legislative session they'll correct that error, but we have just reached the point where we have any money at all to spend. As you know, we don't collect nearly as much money as the county clerks of Texas because they have so much other things they can tag it onto and we don't. So I'm at the point this year where I can begin to spend, and what we're going to start with are the old books, the bound books that are in the basement that are under attack from humidity down there, and as you know, flooding of the basement and various things. So we're going to take care of that first, first priority. And thank you all for your support.
Anyone else? All right, then we'll recess out of that public hearing. And item B is to be consider and possibly approve the district clerk records archive plan for fiscal year 2011-2012. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it, unanimous. And under Sheriff's Department, item A is to consider and possibly adopt a resolution recognizing Deputy Elton J. Senegal, Big E, for 25 years of dedicated service to Jefferson County Sheriff's Office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing him well in his retirement. And is he here? Okay. Okay. Do I have a motion on that item?
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And lastly, under tax assessor collector, item A is to consider and possibly authorize the sheriff to conduct an auction to sell property currently held by Jefferson County and the entities for which it collects. The auction will be held on the first Tuesday of October 2011. I have a motion on that item.
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal. Second. Are you going to second that, Commissioner Arnold?
Yes.
Seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes unanimously, and that concludes our regular agenda. Is there anything that the, yeah, that's right. Next week is the Labor Day holiday. And so, Mr. Auditor, do you perceive that there will be any issues that will be needful of a Commissioner's Court meeting on the Tuesday?
Bills.
Any other department head or elected official foresee the need? Okay, well, it's okay with everybody that we'll meet on Tuesday, the September 6th. All right, we'll set next Commissioner's Court meeting for Tuesday, September 6th at 1:30.
Judge, Commissioners, if I could have just a moment before we break here. Just want to recognize Jimmy Singletary back there in the back, Major Singletary. Congratulate him on his new job coming up. And I just wanted to say personally and publicly that I enjoyed working with you at Sheriff's Office. And I know your leadership will be missed. And please stop by and visit me and visit us. So we appreciate your service to this county.
Still got to get through tomorrow.
Judge, I think that we have some information that have come to us from Texas Association of Counties. John Borton has been put in as interim chief of TxDOT in Austin, and I think it would be a good friend to us, and I think it is a very good professional man that's getting that opportunity, and he will be applying from what I understand. The other thing I have is We are giving our annual health fair, which is Take Yourself and a Loved One to the Doctor Days, September the 10th and 17th. September the 10th, it will be at the Service Center. September the 17th will be at the formerly French Elementary School, May Jones Clark School. And it's good for everyone, and I know Commissioner Senegal has his. I forget what day it is, but
24th, September 24th.
All right.
Call Parkinson.
All right. That's it.
Anything else? All right. If there's nothing further, then we are adjourned. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Man.
Who was it?
It,